Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So a breakthrough at Gitmo, it's the first transfer of prisoners in nearly a year. The Pentagon has announced the two Algerians being held at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp are going to be transferred out. The two prisoners were among the first brought to Guantanamo Bay back in 2002, recommended for release back in 2007. Nothing much happens at Gitmo that our pal Carol Rosenberg isn't aware of. She's a reporter for the Miami Herald. Carol, welcome.
Hi, John.
So one of these folks, Nabil Hajarab, was talked about in an op-ed column by John Grisham. They didn't transfer him to Grisham's house, did they?
No, just about this time yesterday, they probably left Guantanamo. They're back in Algeria. John Grisham weighed in a little while ago on the op-ed pages of the New York Times after he'd heard, apparently incorrectly, that one of his books was banned at Guantanamo. He heard that some of detainees had requested some of his books and they had not managed to reach the prisoner. So he decided to look into a given case and he came up with Nabil Hajarab. And he gave him a spotlight on the op-ed pages of the Times and sort of drew attention to his hunger strike and the fact that Hajarab apparently was a John Grisham fan.
So in the past, the kind of gridlock that surrounds Guantanamo relates to the fact that individuals that the U.S. might want to transfer out have no return address because nations won't take them. There's the question of assurances that they won't, leave wherever they've been transferred to and end up in Yemen to join al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Any assurances here on the part of these two individuals?
Well, the State Department says that they have obtained these assurances. You know, about earlier this summer, they put in a new special envoy, Cliff Sloan, and he's been negotiating these transfer deals. The Algerians put out a statement in French earlier today that they had agreed to accept these men in the context of these assurances that had been ongoing negotiations since 2007. You know, the U.S. doesn't want these people becoming world travelers. They want assurances that at least they're not going to get passports. And there is a concern that, you know, after more than 10 years at Guantanamo, they could be pretty angry at us. So the negotiations for transfer involve a promise, a pledge by the Algerians to, first of all, investigate them and to, second of all, keep an eye on them. You know, a number of Algerians have gone back through the years through these negotiations. And as best as I can tell, none of them have become those problems that we've heard about, the so-called recidivists that the CIA tracks as people who, say, ran away from home and tried to join a movement to get even for either old gripes, old issues that predated their Guantanamo time, or for their detention years at Guantanamo. Algeria seems to have done a good job of resettling these people.
Well, in these cases, Nabil Hajarab is in his 30s, as well as Motai Sayab, also in his 30s. They were in their 20s when they arrived at Guantanamo Bay. What can they possibly tell Algerian interrogators other than, you know, the tides at Guantanamo or the weather report down there? What can they know at this point?
I don't think the Algerian interrogators are interested that much in what goes on at Guantanamo. What they're looking at, as I understand it, is how they came to leave their homeland back in the 90s, before September 11th, and ended up in Afghanistan or Pakistan, actually, where one of them was captured. And they could potentially be prosecuted for association with terror organizations or for something like leaving the country illegally, maybe evading Algerian military service. I don't think the investigation is aimed at learning a lot about Guantanamo. My understanding is the Algerians have been in and out of Guantanamo through the years helping out. So the real question is they're looking at their ideology and trying to figure out who these men are that come back to them many years later after all those years at Guantanamo. They were among the first to get there. They were held at Camp X-Ray. If you close your eyes and think about men on their knees in cages in orange jumpsuits, the earliest days, those were among the, these two men were among those men who got there during that very, very makeshift era.
Well, the two men transferred out of Gitmo, the first transfer in nearly a year, a matter now for the Algerians. Thanks to Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, John.